Webb telescope clocks planet formation and climate science rewrites Nepal's disaster. New observations from the James Webb Space Telescope have reframed a foundational question in planetary science: how quickly planets must form before their raw materials disappear. Webb observed that planet formation appears to be in a race with the dissipation of protoplanetary disks, the clouds of gas and dust around young stars from which planets coalesce. The findings suggest planets must form within a few million years before stellar radiation and winds clear away the material. In astronomical terms, that window is strikingly short. Our solar system is approximately 4.6 billion years old, making the formation window roughly a tenth of a percent of that total timeline. The implications for the search for Earth-like planets are still being worked out, but if formation is time-limited and dependent on specific disk conditions, it narrows the range of stellar environments where complex planetary systems can develop, relevant to how future observations target biosignatures, the chemical signals of potential life. Scientists this week also published findings attributing the slope destabilization that preceded Nepal's recent flood disaster to long-term climate warming. Permafrost thaw, glacier retreat, and increased precipitation variability have collectively made slopes that were stable for centuries prone to sudden failure. The mechanism carries direct policy implications. If the risk is a structural change in terrain stability driven by cumulative warming rather than a one-time extreme weather event, it does not diminish after a bad year, it increases as warming continues. Countries throughout the Hindu Kush Himalayan region, including Nepal, Bhutan, Pakistan, and China, face a changing baseline risk, not a temporary spike. For international aid and disaster risk reduction budgets, that reframing changes the cost calculus. The task is not only funding recovery after events but financing monitoring infrastructure, early warning systems, and in some cases managed retreat from areas that may no longer be safely habitable. There is also an under-examined intersection with regional geopolitics. The Himalayan region sits where Chinese and Indian strategic interests converge, and climate-driven displacement and resource stress generate security pressures in already complex border areas.